Hello, folks. It's Pastor Brandon coming to you live from Siloam Springs, Arkansas, with another Pastor Brandon Live. It's good to be here today. Good to be here tonight, actually. It's, what is it? It is actually 10:45. Wow, it's all right. I'd rather be up late serving the Lord than anything else. So, anyways, good to be here tonight. It's a little unusual that I'll be doing one of these on a Sunday night, but it's all right. It's all worth it. So, I'm actually wanting to take some time to redo another. Wanted to take some time and redo a video. I kind of thought about one particular video, the false teachers and giants, and kind of wanted to take some time to redo that. And so, with that said, we'll just go ahead and get started. Also, before I do get started, just want to let you know. Stay tuned for tomorrow. Keep me in prayer for this, but stay tuned tomorrow at 7 o'clock p.m. for another Fishers of Men video broadcast. We're going to be talking about tongues, and it's going to be kind of a short one, but there's actually going to be two kind of parts to it. So please keep me in prayer on that, and pray that the Lord will have His way and His will in these videos. There's just stuff that God has confirmed to me that is very much of an encouragement. So just keep me in prayer with that. Keep in prayer with His ministry. And I appreciate you. I love you. And with that said, we'll go ahead and get started. So again, we're going to be talking about false teachers and giants. So with that said, if you have your King James Bibles with you, if you can turn with me to Matthew chapter 7, and we are going to go to verse 15. Again, that was Matthew chapter 7, verse 15. And this is what it says. It says, "Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves." Now, I want to tell you something. We have a lot of false teachers here in our days, more than you know. to name a few, we have... We have Joel Osteen. Joel Osteen, he's always smiling. We call him Smiley Joel. It just seems like the stuff, you know, he has this book, what is it called? It's Your Best Life Now. Well, and the thing is, and this life, it's not about your best life now. Amen? And so Joel Osteen, he's a heretic because he teaches that, you know, you should have your best life now. Well, let me tell you something. I'm a born-again Christian. And quite frankly, my life right now is really not that greatest. Really not the greatest. And quite frankly, I don't care because I'd rather lose my... And here's the thing. Jesus says in His word that whosoever findeth his life will lose it. And whosoever loseth his life for my sake shall find it. Okay? So there's nowhere... I mean, when Jesus says that, Jesus is saying the opposite of what Joel Osteen is saying. Okay? This is not to have your best life now. And right now is when you should be serving the Lord Jesus Christ and serve only Jesus Christ. Amen? Jesus Christ is the one and only true God. Okay, so that's one particular one. The next one we have is a man named Joseph Prince. Now, I got a bit of an issue with him because, you know, Joseph Prince, he's one that preaches way too much grace. It's grace this, grace that. Everything is... We have a term for that. It's called greasy grace. Okay? First of all, yes, God does give grace to the humble. God does give... He does give grace. But you have to understand that our God is a holy and just and righteous God. Which means our God is not going to let sin go unpunished. Amen? God's going to deal with sin. by that. Okay? So, with that said, he's another false teacher. Because he doesn't teach on heaven or hell. He don't teach on sin, remission of sin. Okay? That's a problem I have with him. Man, there's so many others. You got Joyce Myers. You got Paula White. First of all, they're false teachers because, number one, them claiming to be pastors is unbiblical. Okay? The office of pastor is only designated to men, not women. As well as the office of deacon is designated to men and not women. So there really should not be any confusion about that. Okay? There should be zero confusion on that. Anyways, let's go. We're going to continue on with scripture. Those are, and there's also like Kenneth Copeland, Matt Cannon, and all these other heretics that lie through their teeth. And you even got Creflo Dollar, Jesse Duplantis, and all these other clowns that, quite frankly, all they care about is money. That's all they care about. Okay, they don't care about anything else but filthy lucre. Okay, and God says you're not supposed to do, pastors are not supposed to do things for filthy lucre's sake. Okay, now let's turn to Matthew 10:16. If you again, if you got your Bibles with you, turn with me to Matthew 10:16. Matthew 10:16. It says, hang on a second. I was almost in the wrong one. Matthew 10:16. It says, "Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and as harmless as doves." So you see, we have all these false teachers out here. We need to expose them, but we have to be wise about how we do that. And that's why Jesus said we're supposed to be as wise as serpents and as harmless as doves. Okay. Now a serpent, you know, it says here that serpents are wise. We're supposed to be as wise as serpents. You can't get any more wise than they. Be as wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Amen? And that's what the Bible says. Now, if you can turn with me to Luke 10:3. Luke 10:3. And yeah, we'll just keep on rolling here. Again, it says, in Luke 10:3, it says, "Go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves." Okay, so again, we see that, you know, lambs among wolves. If you can go with me to Acts 20:29. Acts 20:29. That'd be kind of an interesting year, wouldn't it? 2029. I don't even know what. That's never mind. I'm getting off topic. But okay, Acts 20:29. It says, "For I know this, that after my parting shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock." Okay, even in Bible churches, you know, you might have a good pastor, a good Bible believing pastor, but if your pastor And we have to be very careful, and we have to have wisdom. Pastors need to have wisdom when it comes to wolves. You know, part of a pastor's job is they have to keep watch over their flock, which means they're going to have to take the rod, which is your Bible, and they have to start smacking the wolves out of there. And how do you smack the wolves out of your church? You preach the word, and you have to preach things that may not be as favorable to a lot of people. But you have to preach the word. Amen. That's what you need to do. If you can turn with me to 2 Timothy 4:3. 2 Timothy 4:3. I'm going to find it here. Oh, my. I'll start ripping my pages. Can't do that. 2 Timothy 4:3. 2 Timothy 4:3. Where are you? Here we go. It says, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears." Now, you understand. Okay, so let's take a look at that first. Let's just take some time and take a look at this here. 2 Timothy 4:3. Okay. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. So we see people are not wanting to go by the Bible and go by the by sound doctrine. They come up with all these ridiculous heresies. For one, the Shekinah glory. That's a ridiculous heresy. That's not a ridiculous heresy. That's a damnable heresy. The Shekinah glory doctrine is a damnable heresy that is blasphemy against the Holy Ghost. And the reason for that is because you're equating God to something that God's not. That's blasphemy. Amen? Now, okay, so we're, hang on a sec. Okay, so they're not going to endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust, see, here's the thing. These people that don't want truth, they're going to go after teachers that itch their ears. And it's teachers like Kenneth Copeland, Matt Kamen, Joyce Myers, Joel Osteen, Creflo Dollar, Kenneth Hagin, and all these other greasy grace people that just think that all there is grace and no justice and all that stuff. You got to understand here, you know, the time's already here. Where you have all these false teachers itching the ears of these people. And these people don't want sound doctrine. They don't. And that's really sad. It is extremely sad. And so we have to understand is that we're in a time right now where we have to be as wise as serpents and as harmless as doves. But we need to start... But churches need to start exposing this stuff. They need to stand up against this stuff and start preaching the gospel. But not many pastors are wanting to do it. And personally, if they don't want to do it, they should just move out of the way and let others who are willing to be used of God to do the job. Because if they want to be that lazy, why are they even behind the pulpit in the first place? That's my question. There is no excuse for laziness, and there is no excuse for ignorance. Amen? Especially ignorance towards the Word of God. If you turn with me to Jude chapter 1, verse 8. Jude 1:8. I don't know. That's kind of my bad singing voice. Where is Jude? Jude is almost like right, like at the end. It's like at the end of Revelation. Oh, not at the end of Revelation. It's like before Revelation. All right, Jude chapter 1, verse 8. It says, likewise, these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. You see, these false preachers, all they really care about is money. They care about... Well, first of all, they don't just care about the money, but they want numbers. They want people who are rich, and they want people who want numbers. Why? So they can give them, so their flock can give them their money, so they can go off and do whatever they want to fulfill the lust of the flesh. That's what they want. They want to fleece their flock for money. That's not right. And by the way, God's going to hold them accountable. God will hold them accountable, and they will have to stand before God and give an account as to why they did what they did. And by the way, it's not just them, but even us believers. I will have to stand before God one of these days and give an account as to why I did or did not do things. We all have to give an account to what we did. Amen? No one is exempt for that. If you turn with me to Matthew 24:35, and we're just going to just keep chugging along here, and just, I'm just going to just start, just whatever the Lord lays in my heart to speak, I'll speak. So Matthew 24:35. All right, 35? Sometimes I can't even read my own handwriting. It is 35. It says this, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. the thing is, all these churches are using other translations of the Bible. They'll use the NIV. They'll use all these other translations, the ESV, the English. Well, I think that's the English Standard. But they use all these other New Age translations. Now, I'm going to be very blunt, and I'm going to tell you why I use the King James without having to point fingers and say he or she is wrong and all that stuff. I'm going to tell you why I use the King James. The reason why I preach and teach out of the King James Bible is because I believe the King James Bible is the only Bible that will not contradict itself. All the other translations like the NIV, the ESV, and all these other New Age translations have things either added or taken away from, and they also don't agree with each other. One version will say one thing, another version will say another thing. I'm going to tell you something. God is not the author of confusion. And those other translations are more confusing than just anything. They confuse the living daylights out of me. Because I can't understand it. But I can understand the King James because the Holy Ghost will show and reveal to me what's in His Word. Now, the Lord's words will not pass away. Okay? The Lord's words are pure and perfect, but they will not pass away. Amen? That means there are things written in His Word that are unpleasant that they don't want to hear, and yet those things will not pass away. They won't. These so-called pastors, these lazy pastors, these Word of Faith movement pastors and preachers think they will, and they contradict the Bible. It's not right. The things that they say and do is contrary to the Word of God, and they don't even believe. And by the way, they are called what the Bible says, natural brute beasts. And by the way, beasts only have one nature. And by, you can't take the King James Bible and go up to Jesse the Planets or any of them people and say, you need to repent of your sins and turn to Him. You know, they should. They should repent. But the reason why they will not is because they're so puffed up with pride, they don't care. They're not going to listen to you. They'll throw you out and they'll just do whatever they want. Because they think that they're right and we're wrong. Newsflash. God does not allow every one of us to be 100% right. He doesn't. And by the way, I thank God for that. You know why? Because I don't want to be 100% right. As a matter of fact, here's what I want you to do. Okay, do me a favor. The stuff I teach and preach on, don't take my word for things. You search the scriptures. You be Bereans. You take what I say and match it up with the Word of God, and see if it matches. If it doesn't, then let God be true and every man a liar. That's what the Bible says. Amen. Now let's go to Luke 17:26. Luke 17:26. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. Okay, I'm going to stop right here. Let's turn to Genesis chapter 6. I'm going to read a little bit, and I'm going to actually connect some things, and we're going to close. Amen. Let's. So if you got your Bibles with you, let's go to Genesis chapter 6, the very beginning. If you believe the Bible tonight, say amen. Amen. I believe the Bible. The Bible is my friend, and I love it. Genesis chapter 6. We're going to start in verse 1. And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw their daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took to them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his day shall be 120 years. And there are giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, they became mighty men which were of old, men of renown. Okay? I'm going to stop right here because I'm going to kind of explain some things, and then we'll kind of wrap it up for the night and just go from there. Now, the sons of God, the sons of God is actually a pretty big study. A lot of people will say that it's the Sethite view. I don't go by that. I don't go by the Sethite view. And here's the reason why. Because when you read this term, sons of God, you find that term in Job, where it talks about how the sons of God went before God to present themselves. And you see Satan in the midst of them. And, you know, and eventually you'll see Satan having a conversation with God Almighty. Now, the reason why I say that the sons of God are angels, and here's the thing, I think it's in Jude. Don't quote me on that, but you'll find in the Bible where it talks about how there were angels that left their first estate. Okay? Now, a lot of those want to argue with me and say, well, angels don't marry in heaven. Yeah, you're right. Angels don't marry in heaven. That's right. They don't. Okay? Jesus even said that. Jesus said that angels don't marry in heaven. But what makes you think that fallen angels won't marry? You know why? Because they left their first estate. They fell. So those fallen angels, which are demons, came and took human wives and bore children unto them. And you know what happened when these women gave birth? These women gave birth to giants. And giants will never, in my Bible does it, my, and I'm going to tell you something, the giants will not have eternal life. You know why? Because their DNA is messed up. There's nowhere in my Bible that says that giants will inherit the kingdom of God. There's nowhere in that. There's nothing in the Word of God that says that. Now, your King James Bible is supposed to be the church's DNA, okay? Really quickly, DNA has two strands, okay? And they're connected with four base pairs, okay? Your King James Bible has two testaments, Old and New. You know what connects the two? Four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Okay? And so, let's be born again of... Peter says we're supposed to be born again of incorruptible seed, not corruptible. So this is incorruptible seed, okay? Corruptible seed is the other translations, because there's things added or taken away from it. God says don't do it. Now, these giants in our days are these huge, massive mega churches. And these massive mega churches are giants with messed up DNA. Because they use every other translation but the King James. They don't like the King James. Oh, but they love the other translations. they won't use the King James because it doesn't agree with their theology. It doesn't agree with their doctrine. And so, when we take a look at these heretics, they are natural brute beasts with DNA that is not... it's unknown DNA. It's DNA that's messed up. It is. And, you know, it's... we have to... with all things we must do is think Bible, guys. Think Bible. Amen? We need to think Bible. Can't be tossed to and fro. Okay. So anyways, that's about all I really wanted to talk about. I didn't really have a whole thing planned. Again, I just kind of wanted to just kind of redo this just to kind of... I didn't want to seem like I was, you know, attacking anyone in particular, and that, you know, I just want to be sure that I want to be mindful at presenting this in a loving but bold way. And so, and anyways, I want to encourage you to do your homework, find a good Bible preaching church, a church that preaches the King James Bible. And I want to encourage you to go before God and just, Lord, is this man telling the truth? You know, don't take my word for things. You take what I say and match it with the word of God, and let God show you and reveal to you. Amen? And anyways, but, you know, let's just think Bible. Amen? So with that said... this is just kind of, I just kind of felt I needed to redo this because, you know, I think it's something that needs to be exposed. I'm just going to tell you something. These false teachers, you know, a lot of these Word of Faith teachers are, you know, all these heretics, you know, these Word of Faith, you know, they're naming and claiming people. They're people that want the Shekinah glory. You know, they're into all these false teachings and doctrines. And I say false because they're not biblical. Amen? So, with that, just stick with what the Bible says. You can't go wrong. And, you know, pray and ask God. Amen? Read your Bible and pray and ask God. So, anyways, that's, again, like I said, I didn't have much to share, but just wanted to share this, and, you know, I hope this makes a difference to people. I want people to know that there are still some good churches out there that love and care for you. And I'm going to tell you something. If you're not saved here today, today's the day of salvation, okay? If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, you'll be saved. Okay? If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is who he says he is, and you put your faith and trust in him and what he did on the cross, you'll be saved. Amen? So I want to encourage you guys. I want to challenge you guys too. Believe not every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are of God. And be very careful when it comes to these Word of Faith teachers. I'm going to tell you something. They will mislead you. And if you're not careful, they make their congregation two times a child of hell than they are. It means they're twice dead. Amen? So let's try to not... Let's be smart about it. Let's be wise about it. Let's pray about it. Let's make sure that we are Bible-focused. We focus and meditate on the Word of God. Amen? So, with that said, till next time, we'll see you on the next Pastor Brandon Live. again tomorrow. I'd like to feel free to have you guys tune in with us, tune in with me at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. I'm going to continue on the series of the Shekinah Glory Exposed, and we're going to be talking about tongues. And I'm going to take a couple of, it's going to be a part one and part two kind of thing, and tomorrow's part's going to be kind of a short one. It might be 5-10 minutes. I don't know how long it's going to be, just depending on how the Lord, just depending on where the Lord wants to take it. So I want to encourage you guys, if you're not doing anything tomorrow, feel free to tune in to us. Tune in tomorrow at 7 o'clock p.m. with another edition of the Fishers of Men broadcast. I will be doing another Pastor Brennan live on Tuesday. Really don't know what I'm going to be talking about, but I will be praying about it, and I'm just praying, hope the Lord will show me. And from there, we'll just kind of just go from there. So that's all I have tonight. We love you. God bless you. Till next time. This is Brent. Think Bible. Until next time. Pastor Brennan signing off. But till next time, think Bible. We love you. God bless you. Have a good night.